This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Were fans delusional about the Browns? Mitch brought this to our attention. Preseason over-unders. I mean, Vinny Iyer had the Browns at 7-10. Seth Walter, ESPN Analytics, had the Browns at 6-11, fourth in the AFC North. Over-under with BetMGM, DraftKings, over-under was 8.5. It's down to 5.5 after 4 weeks. If it was a stock, you'd be selling. You'd be trying to bathe yourself of this thing and get moving on. 5.5, 5.5, and now you have a team that's 1-3, and it feels in a lot of ways like they're trying to save their season coming up this Sunday. And so we read delusional about this Browns team. And there's no other way to say it. No, I don't think that they are. I think they're a massively underachieving team. I think that they had talent. What's the difference between last year and this year? A lot of people are going to say quarterback played well on Sunday. Injuries? We had injuries last year. I mean, the chips were down, but both times this team made the playoffs, the chips were way down.
I will say this. One thing, and I expected them to make the playoffs. I think before the year I said 10-7. I think, were you in that neighborhood,
yeah,
Kenny?
Yeah, because I thought that the quarterbacks wouldn't get hurt at the same. You couldn't just count on the quarterbacks being garbage again.
I did say that I think this might be the first year in like five where I couldn't necessarily sign on to we were more talented than last year. And the reason I said that
The team themselves.
Yeah. The reason I said that was Betonio was a year older. Teller was a year older. And you didn't have 100% Chubb going into the year. Last year, going into the season, we thought, oh my God, look at the talent. Look at the talent in the roster. This year, and I wasn't necessarily subscribing to Jerry Jeudy was going to make the difference. So I thought you had so many veterans on this team that they're all a year older. I thought maybe we'd take a little bit of a step back talent-wise. But I didn't expect us to be this. I mean, this to me was crazy. And the fact that I saw it, a few of the sites put it together that the Browns now had the worst win total of all the teams in the NFL, like from here on out, I was like, what? How could that be? It's 5.5? Yes, we're going to win more than five.
Strength of schedule is difficult.
We're going to win six games.
Are you sure about that?
Yes. We only need five more the rest of the year. We can't win five more the rest of the year.
I sure as hell hope so. Where do they come from right now for a lot of fans?
Well,
I'm just putting you to the test.
Cincinnati is
not. Easy for me to say it.
Cincinnati's not as good as we were thinking. Philadelphia is not as good as we were thinking.
All right.
So right
but
off.
But we're not as good as we were thinking.
We're not. No. But
New Orleans is better. Look at us playing schedule game. Kansas City's Kansas City. Oh, Miami. Miami's not as good.
Miami's
and it
garbage.
Will be December. Okay, well, I you got the four right there off the top of our heads.
And then you'd like to think you'd continue what we've done the last, 5 years and split with Pittsburgh.
I mean, but you're looking for wins. It's like, okay, if they get the 6-11, 6-11 is still going to be unacceptable. That's completely unacceptable.
Right, yeah. I mean, if they win six games, you win that bet, but you're not feeling good about this.
Where's the bar that we're setting over here, Anthony? So I don't think, I just think it's a massively underachieving football team right now. They were not ready for this football season. They were not ready for...
That's pretty clear, right?
I mean, when Kevin Stefanski let you know without letting you know, he wanted to play Deshaun Watson against Seattle. Why did he want to play Deshaun Watson against Seattle? I don't know. Well, you found out during the first 3 weeks of the season, did you not? Now he's starting to get a little bit better. 216-474-0092. Were we delusional about this Browns football team? Tony and Mansfield, you're first up in the Fan.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
We're doing well, Tony. Go right on ahead.
Yeah, I think before the preseason, I don't think we were delusional at all. But then you started to hear, and I mean, I know you guys were there, but everything Zach said, especially Daryl, you know, throughout, you know, training camp and then through the preseason, especially after, you know, the Vikings in camp scrimmage. It's like all these things started to unfold, and we kind of paid attention to it, but, oh, it's a new install of a new offense, and that's another thing, you know. I pointed to yesterday, or I think it was a day or two ago, about just the window closing with all these veterans. They're a year older, like you just said, Tone. So as far as talent-wise, are we much better? No, because all of our veterans are a year older, and then you have those injuries that play with a lot of our veterans, right? There are a lot of our veterans are injury-prone. But then you put into just the new install of our offense, which I was never a big fan of Ken Dorsey when he was in Buffalo. And it just seems like I think that time will tell. It's kind of frustrating because I don't know.
Do you think Kevin Stefanski's being forced to call an offense that he doesn't like?
Man, that's a hard question.
It is, isn't it?
Possibly. I just don't know if it works because I was never a big fan of him when he was in Buffalo. And then obviously we talked about our losing our offensive line coach and the amount of effort that he also put into our run fits. And then you can see the offensive line communication. And, you know, it just happens in the NFL with these injuries. I mean, the list of injuries are always longer and longer just because these athletes are more fine-tuned. And what I mean by that is just it's unfortunate, but these athletes are at the top physique more than ever with the technology and the amount of training and regimens that they have now. So you're more apt for injury. But unfortunately with us, it always seems to hit us harder. But I don't know as far as delusional, but I would say now it's just there's a lot of things not working. And even on our defense, you know, Schwartz talked about it, you know, when he had the press conference when he's like, you know, not very happy. We haven't even really been able to work because we have never had everybody on the field at the same time.
It's made things. My only theory to that, Tony, and thank you very much for the call. Like people go, well, they get paid.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're gonna have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever. Wherever you get your podcasts.
Too much and they're soft now. The other theory that I might have, because that one's used too much, and there's a lot of guys that I think that, yeah, obviously they make a lot of money. I don't think that Ethan Posick is soft or Wyatt Teller is not soft or those guys just aren't soft. I also think that, you know, now you can only run with, like, Joe Hayden. Remember Joe Hayden would say, you can either run with him or you can't. You can either run with Antonio Brown or you can't run with Antonio Brown. And so you could be out there, but if you can't run with him, you're going to hurt yourself. You don't even give yourself a chance. And you're going to hurt your team. You don't give them a chance. Is that part of it? Like, guys are bigger, faster, stronger. Maybe not bigger as much as they used to be, but they're faster and stronger than they used to be. So it's like, well, if you're banged up and you can't get to him, like another guy could possibly get to him, well, maybe you should be sitting out. I don't know. That's me looking for reasons on some of this. Because this is two straight years now where it has been just a scroll, like Chris Jericho rolling down the mat of guys who are injured again.
And maybe this is to be expected when you have veterans, but didn't right off the bat on your defensive line. I mean, you know, Miles is Miles. Like he came into the season apparently kind of banged up to begin with.
I don't know.
But Za'Darius Smith was dealing with stuff right off the bat. Tomlinson, like the first day at camp, he's like, hey, I'm here. Oh, I'm not going to be able to really do much. Right off the bat. And that just happens with veterans.
Yeah, but you play the Raiders last week. Like the Commanders have a considerable list right here in front of me. But like the Raiders last week, it stuck out to me because I'm going, man, like there's like five guys on this list and one of them's Devontae Adams. So he doesn't even want to play. So there's really like four guys on the list. And I think Max Crosby was out. And the other guys were able to go, their one backup secondary player was out. But the rest, like, if they were inactive, it was just because they were inactive for the day. Chris in North Ridgeville, beg your pardon. Chris, you're next up on the Fan.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Doing okay, Chris. Go ahead.
I think I trick myself into thinking the Browns are going to be this great team every year. And my schedule game is a lot nicer to the Browns than even your guys' is. So I think I go into a season, especially after making the playoffs and all the comments you made about, you know, we had all the quarterbacks and all this adversity and still ended up winning all these games. And and getting in. And then I'm watching the Browns and I'm going, what's the problem? I don't think it's one thing. I think Bill Callahan being gone and the discipline he puts in the offensive line, especially with the young guys who aren't fully developed yet, I think that's a problem. And I think that who would you put back there at quarterback that could make plays to all the guys on the offense? I know our running game's bad, but I think that we have weapons. And when Deshaun's able to throw and make a decent pass, these guys seem to be open. Jerry Jeudy was somebody that I was worried about, and I'm not really worried about him. I feel like he and Amari, of course, are these guys making plays out of nothing at times, and they're reliable when they're getting a chance.
I think we have to ask ourselves, stay here, Chris, do we have the weapons we think we do? We don't have Nick back yet. Jerry Judy's been good, but he's been good for us. Has he stuck out with the rest of the NFL? No. Amari stuck out with the rest
number
of the
two.
NFL because
number
of the drops.
Guy.
Yeah. We haven't had David Njoku. That's a big loss for this offense, especially for a guy coming back from injury like Deshaun Watson.
But doesn't Njoku really change what's happening up front with the offensive line and Deshaun getting sacked 8 times?
I think he does. Okay, you say it that way. I think that a lot of Stefanski's pet plays that right now you're seeing Akins is just not – he's not where – he'll chip, and then release, and it's a safety valve. Mm-hmm. I mean, think about Deshaun Watson, even his completion percentage, what it would be if he just had that safety valve dump off.
Well, it'd be quick. It'd be closer to the line of scrimmage. And also, he blocks so much better than he did when he started his career. Go ahead, Chris.
I agree with that, and I think Njoku's a big part, especially some of those screens or like those little passes we throw to Akins. He just doesn't have the speed that Njoku did. The other thing, I don't know if it was you guys or a different show. It could have not been 92.3 at all, but somebody made a comment about the offensive line being heavier and heavier, but they're slower, and the defensive ends are getting bigger and faster, like at that 275 running like 4.5. Do you think it would be, this is kind of a weird take, but do you think it would be weird if the Browns would pioneer maybe a lighter, faster defensive end type of guy on the offensive line to keep up with these ends coming around the edge?
No. The only way they'd be able to do that would be in that game, would have been against the Giants. And Chris, thank you for the call. The game against the Giants when things got really out of hand. And I was like, well, you're going to need a tight end to play tackle. I was like, hell, you might need Dalvin Tomlinson to try to play tackle, for crying out loud. Ethan Posick is not heavy. Wyatt Teller, and I know Wyatt's not available right now. Joel, I don't think any of them are heavy. The only one that people have been saying is heavy is DeJuan Jones. And DeJuan Jones is as heavy as he was last year. He's playing with an injury. But if he's out there, he's open to criticism.
Yeah,
if you're playing, you're open to the criticism, but he's playing with an injury.
If he looks slower to react to things, people will assume, because he's a big guy, that he's even bigger. Right. I mean, the way people talk about him, you'd think he was 500 pounds.
I mean, maybe we'll find out. Maybe we'll find out he's been getting fined like crazy for being pounds
over.
What
did Greco say?
Greco said it's up to $730 a pound, and that when he was playing, they were fining $700 a pound over your weight limit. So if you were supposed to be 325 and you came in at 335, I mean, that's a hell of a lot of money.
Holy Toledo. Says you can weigh him twice a week.
Oh, gosh, that's a lot.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.